in HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the rain.
We're taking gorgeous music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
That's why I run. struggle. I've got peace in the storm. I've got strength in the battle. I don't fear anymore. I'm a child of heaven, and my hope is secure. I've got joy, 'cause I've got Jesus.
Just one right.
No, no.
I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same.
Truth is, I should be crazy.
giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
When it seems like there's no hope for you, give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh yeah.
Give it to the Lord.
You carried alone. It's time to turn it loose. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Oh, stressed out, round your mind, make it so hard for peace of mind. What you need to do, go to the Lord in prayer. I'm a living witness. He will
meet you.
But the pain won't go away. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
That's what you need to do.
Give it to the Lord.
Shed all you can shed. Had all you can take. Give it to Jesus.
Give it to Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, give it to the Lord.
I know it seems like you can't make it through. Confused. Now let me tell you what you need to do. But my God is working it out for you. Don't worry, don't faint. To make
it,
turn it over to Jesus. Let him make it. Let him make it.
Jesus,
that's what you need to do. Stop going to somebody
who
can just relate. Take it to somebody who can solve that problem. Give it to Jesus.
Hope is not only the key, it's the major key. See what I did there? Nah, but for real. Contrary to popular belief, hope isn't pretending your current struggle ain't real. It's actually a brave champion mindset and posture to take in the midst of it all.
So you ask me, with all the divisiveness and bigotry and hatred and suffering and sickness and oppression and depression going on in the world, how could you possibly still believe? I'll say it like this: hope. Hope is not the denial of reality. Hope is the commitment to believe greater is on the other side of it. Beautiful people, hope ain't ever canceled. And I want you to know that he's got the whole world in his hands.
To worry, no need to fret, no need to be afraid when you know who's got it. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world, and it's all, yeah, it's all in his hands. All in his hands. Every worry is all in his hands. Every pain, every fear is all in his hands. That problem, that burden, it's in his hands. Yes, it is. Tell me, why should I fear when he's right here? Why would I feel when he's been here? Tell me, what would I feel when God's been here? Oh, why would I feel, yeah, when it's in his hands? Right here.
reach out and touch him, for he is near you. He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh, there is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch him.
Say it again, say.
Reach out and touch him. For he is near you.
He wanna give you.
He wants to give you just what you ask for. Oh, oh. There is no measure to his loving favor. Your life can begin. Reach out and touch.
If the woman with the issue of blood was here, she would say,
I am so tired, but nothing seems to work. Spent all my money, grown on the better, only work. By the roadside one day, heard a commotion, had a notion someone was passing his way. He cried, oh Santa,
Paul Martin.
Don't go nowhere, Bishop, please, don't. Y'all know what it say. Blind Bartimaeus was by a roadside one day.
By the roadside one day.
Heard a commotion.
Had a notion.
Someone had passed his way.
Music at its best, and you are catching the wave live here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome you, and thank all of you that's locking in and tuning in around the world. We love you, and we appreciate every chance you get to lock in with us. That's the sounds of Bishop Paul Morton along with Pastor Marvin Wining, and we've got more just like that coming your way right here. All the way up to 5 o'clock today, and we want to thank you and promise that we've got the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. All right, well, look, I got another song coming up right here. This song, we're going to go back down memory lane. I'm speaking of the sounds of Pastor Al Green. Jesus is waiting.
Salvation, all the salvation. save my soul, and I'll save some for you. I'll do my best to do what I can to stand up and be a menace. Hey, oh yeah, hey, 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 hey. I just want everybody to know that Jesus is waiting. I wish the man would just bring it. Way, 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 way down. Yeah. Oh, I remember that I could say that I've been a fool, disregarding your love. Yeah. But I wanna say this evening that I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Mm. Yeah, 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 but I tell you,
you've been good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been good to me. You've been good to me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. Oh,
back down on my, back down on my, back down on my knee. There were times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able.
Think of your goodness, all you've done. I'm holding. nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you. There's nothing like your presence, Lord. All I want is to be with you.
Thank you. you have better in you. Come on, stand. Now I will bless the Lord.
I know it was Jesus.
remember that old song right there. They taught us in the old church. I know it was the blood of Jesus that came and saved me. Hey, Lord. One day when I was lost, Jesus, he died upon the cross for me, and I know. Been coming under the blood. You done tried all you can. Oh, but one day, you told the Lord, enough is enough. He sent his only son to save all of us. The other day, they said, "Rel, you go around singing all over this world, telling everybody about the God you serve." And I told him, "Why you bothering me? He been good to you, just like he been good to me. All you got to do is trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Leave not your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of your ways. If you walk right, trouble won't last always. I know he did, because he did it for mama. I know he did it, because he did it for daddy. The same God that did it for us, he'll do it for you. Somebody wave your hand if you know what I'm talking about. If you know the Lord did it, he'll heal the sick, he'll raise the dead, he'll feed the hungry. The Bible said it, the Bible said it. 5,000 hungry souls he fed. Well, that ain't all. I said, that ain't all. I went a little bit further, and I searched the Bible, and it told me was a man by the name of Lazarus. He had already gone on, lost his life, but somebody said Lazarus just got nervous. Oh, the Lord, my brother would have been here had you came a long time ago. But the Lord, he went to the grave and told the grave to get up, and Lazarus started walking.
Can't live without him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship.
Adore you.
Forever.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Jesus.
I worship you forever.
Verse 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing, created thing, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ.
We can't live without him.
I worship,
adore you,
forever,
morning,
hallelujah, thank you,
Jesus.
I worship you forever, ever.
Glory.
I woke up this morning, first thing I do,
reach my hand toward the sky,
I'm honoring you,
majesty and mighty King.
I turned up.
Now I'm down the praise,
Lord. But then goes the phone.
Glory, glory, glory.
For some
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quartet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Good morning. Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, Blessed. I will be right here with you till 11 a.m., playing the very best in gospel music. Let's get started.
Acts 1 and 8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, sir. But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. In a sound mind. Somebody needs your power. I'm gonna keep on praying.
Till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep right on praying.
Till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep on praying.
Till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep on praying.
Happening, but look now, it's really happening. Who thought was impossible?
Yeah.
You say yes, now he's on a roll. Yeah. Blessings keep packing, warfare you packing. He's never leaving you alone. Whatever you speak, it unfolds. Having you say help, you're backing up up there. Whatever you say help. Backing up there, yeah. Speak whatever you want. What you've been dreaming, you got it. And don't doubt it.
I need you on your feet tonight. Come on. Come on.
I need to see the miracles. I'm wearing his yoke. It was the new, I was the old. His joy to my soul. Now read me while you pray more.
He performed miracles just like he said he would.
Hey.
He performed miracles just like he said he would.
Hey.
I need you to clap your hands if you know God has not forgotten about you.
My side over here.
see which one alive is.
Everybody say it. Yeah.
I gotta come on one more time. People from, people from, come.
People from Miracle, just like your daddy was.
Hey. Oh, no, bro.
People from Miracle, just like your daddy was.
Hey. People from Miracle.
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 Now I tend to disappoint myself sometimes, not to Claim a filthy rag.
What kind
final purposes.
Yeah.
That can still see the good when it's all bad. That would lay down his life just for me. None greater, none greater. No, there is no greater love.
To you.
watching off. I got my sword and shield.
Cause it's real in the field.
Some people don't understand why at lunch you be sitting with your head in your hand.
Aren't you guys so sure you think you too?
Sign of the judgment. of the fig tree. Because the time is over, and my sometimes I begin to think to myself, how good the Lord has been to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Stay here until I die. But it's one thing for sure, because the time is over. Yeah, 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 yeah. I just got to tell you one more thing. Sometime I wake up in the midnight hour, that don't bother me, because I know every tear that I shed, it's only my train fare home. I got some so-called friends who smile at my face every day of my life, and as soon as I turn my back, they're trying to dig a ditch for me. But I don't let that worry me, because I got my hand in the winding chain. And that's why I can stand here to tell you today, because the time is over. Oh, no. Yeah, yeah.
When days are dark and I carry on my side, I'll hold on and learn to, well, you just keep.
my heels. Wrong with coming. Come in my help. Oh, all of my help. Come from the Lord.
It never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. It never fail. It never fail.
Yeah, my daddy seen him, my mama seen him, grandmama seen him, my auntie seen him, my daughter seen him. Tears of the generation they drop on the mausoleum. Steps in this warfare like the sands of the Colosseum. Can't trust my emotions, feelings come and then feelings go. Searching for a sign because we buy when they sell us hope. Looking beyond the stars through the lens of a telescope. We really want a genie, not a god that'll tell us no. Think about it, if we could control God, we would string him up. Puppet masters manipulating what he could touch. Just need somebody that we could trust. I promise prayer really works, just not the way that you think it does. Yeah.
I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't always understand God's reasons. I just know it's hard to understand them in dry seasons. Guess I gotta wrestle with the facts and SOS when I feel trapped. Don't wanna hear another song about my season. I just wanna lock into engage with the weary minds. Dive into the deep with broken and teary eyes. I just gotta wrestle with the skeptics while I listen to the questions. Like all those years of oppression, man, where was God? I get it though. If God would fix everything, that would make him appealing. But since he can, but he doesn't, that makes him a villain. Dang, I'm in my feelings. Shit. Cause I ain't got all the answers, but I can't walk away. Nah.
I know the same things, but you never fail. You never fail. You never fail. I know the same things, but you never fail. You never.
Hello, this is Elder Karen Hatch, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry. On NFI Gospel Radio Network, I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Like something good is on its way. He promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Cary Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you, ma'am. To God be the glory for all he has done. I thank God for this opportunity, as always, for this time that I can spend with you every day, every Tuesday. I get excited when it's time for me to come on the air, because I keep thinking about all of the things that's going on, and I keep wondering, okay, Lord, is it about time for us to take our flight? Because when you look around and you see all the things that's going on, you can't help from wondering, because Jesus said he didn't know when the end is. Nobody knows but the Father. And I heard him say on TV on Ask the Pastors last night that the reason that Jesus didn't know, because while he was on earth, he was limited in some things like we are. As long as he was in the flesh like we are is the reason he didn't know. I don't buy into that. But that's what one of the ministers said, and I thought, well, he was fully God and he was fully man while he was on earth. But that was one of the reasons that they gave why he said he, not even the Son of Man know when the end is coming, is here. But anyway, I thank God. So let me say this. Oh, come worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. See, my name is not to be exalted. Now, I get excited when I hear my name, but that's not the name to be exalted. It's the name of Jesus that we're supposed to exalt and lift up and point to. Oh, come worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. It's good when we can do it together. Today, we're going to go into 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. We went in 2 Chronicles last time, but we got a different message this time. Chapter 7, verse 12, and it says, and the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayers and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. Let's skip down to verse 14. And it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I open my mouth, Lord, I say thank you. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. And I thank you, Lord, that you give us time to get everything right that we don't have right, because we realize we do make mistakes from time to time. And then, Lord, but we have to just understand, hallelujah, and just come back and say, Lord, forgive me. I messed up. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to use for a subject, if. If. That's what Jesus said. He said, if. That's a tiny word, but it have a lot of big connotations to it. In verse 13, it said, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. He didn't say he was going to shut up heaven. He said, if there's something, it might happen. As far as we are concerned, it might happen. It might not happen. He didn't say it was going to happen. But he just letting us know if it did happen. Okay. That there be no rain, or if I command the locust. See, God got all this power here. And I like to hear what he has to say about it without saying, look, I'm God. I got all the power. No, he doesn't say that. He just said, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. Or if, there's that if again, if I command the locusts, he could, listen, these locusts that fly around and eat everything up, God is in control. When God get tired of them doing what they're doing, he can stop them. But see, he made them for a reason also. God made everything on this earth for a reason. And for a season. Because if the locusts stayed here and eat all the time, just like they eat when they go through a place, we wouldn't be able to stand it. If I command the locusts to devour the land, or if, there's another if, I send pestilence among my people. Pestilence, you remember that violence we just got through? If that's a pestilence. Hallelujah. If that had stayed another 5 years just like it was that first year, that first 2 years, I don't know if it would be anybody left here now or not. But that's not for me to know. But God says, if a whole lot of times right here in this chapter, and we wonder, oh, well, Lord, what in the world can we do? He said, if, wait a minute, listen, that down here in verse 14, if my people, he said his people, he's not talking about all the people because all the people are not his people. I know. People say all the time, well, you know, all of us is God's children. No, we're not. We're not, all of us are not God's children. See, and just like God didn't create hell for humans. See, people don't realize that. They think, oh, well, God created hell for all of the children, but he didn't. He created hell for the devil and those that decided to rebel with him. That's who he created it for. So if you take off and follow the devil, then to hell you will lift up your eyes just like the rich man did. Okay, so then a certain thing you have to do for God to do what he's going to do. Now, where your salvation is concerned, you don't have to do anything to get your salvation except when Jesus knock on the door of your heart, you have to answer the door. You have to answer the door. If you want, the word said, hallelujah, the word said a whole lot of stuff. And you don't have to go out and you don't have to, let me see if I can work and do a whole lot of good stuff to earn my way into heaven. You can't do anything that's going to earn your way into heaven. Your ticket has already been bought and paid for. Hallelujah. And we look around and we see people, hallelujah, that don't believe what God said. God said some stuff and the people don't believe what God said. God said, if my people, let me get here close to it so I can see it, which are called by my name. Who are my people that are called by my name? Christians. See, my name, Christian. That's Jesus' name. He was the one that paid, hallelujah, for all of the stuff that we have to go through. Hallelujah. All the sin and all the everything that was all slapped on his back, and it was all hung on the cross with Jesus. Hallelujah. He paid for it. He said, and he, God said, if they humble themselves, but how many people want to humble themselves? No, they won't. No, I got to have my way. I see the people right now as they standing on the street, and while they are standing on the street, and they are talking about voting on it today. Hallelujah! That those people, hallelujah! That's want this. They say they're saying we have a right to murder these babies. And I want my right too. And then when you see them on Sunday morning, they sitting in church looking real holy. Hallelujah. They want you to preach on drunks. The reason they want you to preach on drunks is because you can look at a person that's drunk and you can tell that they're drunk. Hallelujah. You can smell the alcohol on their breath. They want you to preach about them drunks. Then they want you to preach against homosexuality. Hallelujah, because you can look at 99% of the gay people and know that they're gay. But they don't want you to preach a thing about, hallelujah, murdering the babies. Hallelujah, but that is murder. Hallelujah, because God put that baby in that woman's stomach so that, hallelujah, that baby could be born. What if, hallelujah, and Moses, hallelujah, not Moses, Noah, Adam had stayed with Eve, hallelujah, if he had stayed with Eve, and if he had made Eve obey, hallelujah, hallelujah, we wouldn't be in this mess we are today. That's why, hallelujah, we got into this mess because Adam walked off somewhere, and I don't know where he was. Hallelujah. Then when he came back, hallelujah, instead of when Eve offered to give him that fruit, instead of him saying no, God said for us to not to eat that fruit. But not only did she eat it, she gave him some, and he ate it. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, he ate it, and she even went as far as saying, he said for us not to touch it. God didn't say that. Hallelujah. But we got to start listening to what God say. Hallelujah. We don't listen. We don't believe that what God said was so. Hallelujah. When God said, thou shalt not murder. Hallelujah. That's what he mean. He mean not to kill any human being. Hallelujah. But right now, in this day and in this time, people think more, hallelujah, of the animal. They think more of the dog than they do the babies, because they don't kill the dogs. Hallelujah, they don't kill the cats. Hallelujah, they don't kill, hallelujah, a lot of these animals that should be, that's going around killing folks' animals. Hallelujah, but because if you kill those animals and some snakes, you kill them, hallelujah, you go to jail for it. But you can kill the babies. You can murder the little babies that didn't even have a chance. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. You're going to stand before God for every baby you kill. Hallelujah. But it's still time. It's still time to repent. And it's still time to tell the Lord, Lord, I messed up. Hallelujah, but I'm coming to you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, asking you to forgive me. And that's all you have to do if you messed up. And then we think one sin is a whole lot worse than another one. Hallelujah, we think, hallelujah, and it's even okay to be gay now. It's fine for two men to marry each other. It's fine for two women to marry each other. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everything that God said don't do, we think it's all right. But we don't need to just hold off and preach against something because we can see it, and the stuff that we can't see, sweep that under the rug, because God is not pleased. If God said that it's wrong, if he said something is an abomination to him, we need not to do it. Hallelujah. And if we mess up, we need to go back and straighten it out. Hallelujah. Just like God hates divorce, but we don't think nothing of it. Hallelujah. There'll come a time, hallelujah, when your spouse walk off, hallelujah, and leave you. The word said we are not on the bondage in such cases. God even give us leave, because he said it's not good for man to dwell alone. Hallelujah. But if these people, if my people, he talking about his people now, see, that's just like some people come in, is it a sin is it wrong for me to do this? I said, I don't know. Are you saved? If they said no, I said, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine if you do that. Because when the Bible was written, it was written, hallelujah, for the saints of God. The only thing that was written in the Bible for the sinner was repent. Hallelujah, the person that need to repent is those that's killing the babies, those that's getting drunk and laying out everywhere. Those that's doing everything that they don't have no business doing, the gay people, it's telling them to repent. Those, hallelujah, that's cussing as loud as they can and think it's doing some good, they need to repent. Hallelujah, those, hallelujah, that think, hallelujah, that killing is okay. No, it's not okay. Hallelujah. People walk down the street and see you standing outside the street, and they shoot you just like they would an animal. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But this word says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, all they have to do is humble themselves and go back to the Lord and tell the Lord, Lord, I messed up. Lord, I did this. Lord, I had an abortion. Lord, I had 2 or 3 abortions. But Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. And you know what? He won't say, I forgive you. And then 10 years from now, he'll bring that abortion back up. It's as though you never did it. If you were gay in your lifetime and you go back to the Lord, say, Lord, you know what? You said in your word, this is an abomination. I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do this anymore. Lord, forgive me. He'll forgive you, and he won't bring it up to you no more. If you got a cussing mouth, see, I know about that cussing mouth because I had one. I meant I could open my mouth and let it go. Hallelujah. But I gave it to the Lord. I gave it to Jesus, and I told him, Jesus, you died for this tongue right here to stop flapping all around over stuff. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I won't do it no more. Then that hatred you got hidden down in your heart, you know what? Just tell the Lord, Lord, I got hate in my heart. Because the word says if you hate somebody, that's the same thing. That's the same sin as murder. Hallelujah. But see, those sins that we think really is hidden is not hidden. Because you remember when Jesus would be sitting down talking to people, and somebody, a thought would come into somebody's head, and Jesus would look right at them and answer that thought that came into that person's head. So see, it's not hidden. It's not hidden. But I'm going to tell you what. I don't care what it is you've done. And I hear people all the time say, well, you know, you commit the unpardonable sin. The unpardonable sin is the sin of not accepting Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Now, that's what I hear people all the time. They'll call in to ask the pastor and ask them, I did this or I did that. Did I commit the unpardonable sin? The unpardonable sin is not accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior. That's what that is. But you got, in order to get into heaven, you need to repent. And to repent means to turn around from whatever it is you're doing. That's not right. And when you turn around, You go do like David. Now David was a good mess up. David went back to the Lord flying when Nathan told David that he was the sinner. Nathan confronted him. Oh, David went back to the Lord, fell flat, and told him, said, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me, Lord. And he said, against the Lord and thee only have I, and against thee only have I sinned. Yeah, he had wives. He had that. He had slept with that man's wife. Hallelujah. But he said he had sinned against God. And he had, because see, Jesus was the only one that gave his life to cover that sin, that blood covered his sin. So I'm saying to you, if you've done any of those things, it doesn't matter whether somebody can see it or not. God can. And not one of those things that you've done, will he still hold against you if you stop doing it and turn around and turn away from it and go the other way and tell him, so, Lord, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do. Lord, if you just forgive me, Lord, and he'll forgive you, and he won't bring it up no more. He won't do like that person next door who you went with that person's spouse. And they got to get up and move across town because you went with their spouse, and I understand what that feel like. I understand what that feel like. But when you forgive somebody for something, you don't need to bring it up to them no more. You don't need to bring it up. If my husband and I had an argument about some stuff, and let me tell you what, I had a good husband, but he wasn't perfect. And if he ever told me, I said, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? I didn't bring that back up to him no more. Matter of fact, I did like the word said, I forgot about it. Do you realize how heavy it is to carry a whole bunch of junk that you don't need to carry? So don't carry it. So I'm just telling you, if you have been in that bind, if you have done that, some of the things that Joseph's brothers did, like they took Joseph and sold him into slavery, if, hallelujah, you was in Joseph's place and your brothers came and wanted something to eat, would you feed them? There's a whole lot of ifs here, and we need to humble ourselves and go down on our knees. Or even lay on our face, or even lift our hand, if we would just do that. And if we, hallelujah, then say, well, this is what I want to do, so that's what I'm going to do, if we don't do that. And if we can just thank God, hallelujah, for sending his only son to go on the cross in my place, in your place, in everybody's place, and ask God for forgiveness. Hallelujah. He'll do it. Because he said in Romans 3:23, he said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if you want to know how to repent, just all you got to do is tell the Lord, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know that you went on the cross. You took all of my sins with you, and you went on the cross, and you hung there, and you bled, and you died. All of that was for me. Then you were buried. Then you stayed in the grave 3 days, and you came out. You did it all for me. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Because you live, I can live also. Because, God, thank you. Because you live, I can live also. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all you have to do. And you'll be saved. Hallelujah. And don't let nobody, because you make a mistake, don't let nobody look in your face and say, oh, I know you was a sinner. I know I want nothing to you. Say, well, if you watching my sin, it want nothing to you. See, I know that. I know that that's how come the Lord tell us to repent on a regular basis. We need to repent. So, Lord, I'm sorry. Because sometimes you can do something and not even realize it was wrong. And then later on down the road, you realize what you did. You realize that the thing that you did was wrong. So let me tell you, repent every day. Say, Lord, the things that I know about, the things that I don't know about, Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. Help me to be strong enough to not to do the wrong thing. That's all we got to do. If we would take our time and pray to the Lord, if we would just pray every day, just like the man said, pray without ceasing. If we would take our mouth and talk to the Lord on a regular basis, we would be all right. We would be saved when Jesus come back. If we do those things, we'll be ready. There's a song that says, I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. Hallelujah. That's the word. That's the word for the day. Hallelujah. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. We'll see you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network, if it be the Lord will. Bye-bye.
Something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
You've been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day.
I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me,
more
of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
so I can tell all my friends that you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank you.
You did it again.
Yeah, I said
you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me up so many times.
In HD2 sound with Pike Acoustic Bass.